guys, it's Stacey here from Brazen Profit Lab. Welcome to day one, module one of Blog Your Brand Pro, the blogging course for brands that mean business. Now in today's module, we're going to be covering how you can come up with your content marketing master keyword list. This is the keyword list that you're going to use when it comes to coming up with content and topic ideas for your blog post and for your other visual content that you create for your brand. Now, instead of using a ton of expensive and complicated tools, we're going to be using a tool that's completely free and available to all of us, which is our own common sense and also Google's own search results. So without further ado, let's dive in and make sure you stay on till the end of the module, as that's when I'll be setting today's challenge. Speak soon. Bye. Hi guys, welcome to day one, module one. Now in this module, I am going to talk you through and actually show you how to create your mind map so that you never run out of content ideas for your online boutique blog. Now this mind mapping process is going to help you start to think laterally or sideways thinking, as I like to call it, when it comes to coming up with topics and blog post ideas for your audience. And here's why I find it so helpful, because a lot of people really get stuck and come undone when it comes to coming up with topic ideas, primarily because they think they need to create content based around what they sell, which understandably is going to be very limited and also is going to become quite boring both for yourself and for your readers in the long term. Now, a more effective strategy is to look at the broader and wider interests of your audience and start creating content that relates to that, content that solves problems, answers questions, helps them discover something, informs, educates, inspires. But by creating content that caters to a lot of their needs and a lot of their interests, you are giving them a reason to return to your blog again and again and again, which means that they will familiarize themselves with your brand and in turn get closer to making a sale of one of the products that you actually sell. Let's dive into this mind mapping process, and we'll be using a piece of software that I always use when I want to map out my ideas in a really quick and easy way. And the best thing about this software is that it's completely browser-based. It's also free. So you'll find that at www.mindmap.com, but don't worry about remembering that URL now, as you'll find a link to this in several places within this program. So where do you start? Well, in the center, I like to lead in with what exactly it is that I'm selling. Now, for the sake of this example, we're going to lead with a bikini brand. So in the center of your mind map, you would type in bikini. Now, here's how the mind mapping process works. You now want to think about all the different areas of interest that somebody who is coming to buy a bikini might possibly have. So the most obvious one is going to be travel. So let's add a travel to that. Okay, what else? Somebody wearing a bikini or wanting to buy a bikini may possibly be interested in fitness. Okay, what else might they be interested in? Possibly health and well-being. Any other ideas? What about fashion and styling? Okay, now what you can see is we're really starting to look at the broader interest of a woman who's potentially shopping for a bikini or wants information or advice about that type of product or purchase. So let's expand further on the idea of travel. They may be interested in travel destinations, beaches, retreats. What else? Boutique hotels. What else is related to travel? Travel luggage. Okay, let's move on to fitness. Diets, bikini diets. Come on, how many of us haven't done a crazy bikini diet 2 weeks before we're about to go on a nice sunny holiday? What else? Bikini diets. Nutrition. Supplements. What's in at the moment? Paleo. CrossFit. Okay, health and well-being, skincare, beauty products. Okay, I think you're getting the idea. Let's do a little bit more with fashion and styling, which might be sarongs, beach bags, travel bags. Okay, so what the mind map process is designed to do is to help you start thinking in a really 360 degree way about the interest of your ideal customer and your audience. Now, obviously you can start creating content around all types of things, but you are looking to create things that are very naturally linked to what you sell, because your content does have a goal, and that is to get your audience onto your sales pages. And that's a lot easier to do, and your links become a lot more relevant when your content is closely linked to the product that you actually sell. Okay, so where do you go from this mind mapping process? And I will say, this is a tiny mind map. By the time you finish this process, if you've really exhausted your ideas, this should be a mass of information that you can return to time and time again. Every time you kind of get stuck or lost for ideas about creating content or the interest of your ideal audience. So what's the step that I suggest you do next, and which I find this tool a major, major help? And again, it's another free tool called UberSuggest. Now let me talk you through a little bit more about what UberSuggest is. Now there are many different tools that you can use for keyword research when it comes to creating content. There are free tools and there are premium tools. And the thing that I find most of them have in common, if you're a bit like me and not a massive kind of techie person, is that they're a little bit complicated to, you know, get your head around how to use at the beginning. And quite often that learning curve can mean that you don't discover the software fully and you end up really abandoning it before you really get any real value out of it. Now, what I love about UberSuggest is it's a really, really simple piece of software that on a very basic level does what a lot of these SEO tools does, but without all of the bells and whistles. Now, I'm not suggesting that you don't use proper tools when you're coming up with keywords for your content, for your products, etc. But for this process, I think the best thing that you can do is always to simplify it as much as you can by using tools that still work, but you know, they don't kind of leave you stuck and overwhelmed. And UberSuggest for me is one of those tools. So let me show you how UberSuggest works. So let's go back over quickly to your mind map, and we're going to go back over. Now, how I tend to use UberSuggest is that I use very journalistic search terms. So who, why, what, where, and my favorite when it comes to content marketing, especially for product-based businesses, is how. How to articles tend to do really, really well on the web for a very specific reason, is that when someone's typing how to into a search engine, they're looking for an answer to a problem, they're looking to solve a challenge. And if you can create content that answers that problem or solves that challenge, prove yourself a useful resource to them. Okay, so one of the best and easiest ways to use UberSuggest is to start with a particular search term. So as I said earlier, who, what, why, where, when, and for the sake of this particular search, I'm going to use my favorite search term, which is how, and then to put a particular term or long tail phrase that you want to use next to it in inverted commas. So for this, we're going to go how, inverted commas, paleo, inverted commas again, and then we're going to click suggest. Now, what UberSuggest is going to do is it's going to comb the web, it's going to scour the web for all the different search terms that have been entered into different search engines that start with how and contain the keyword paleo. And what you'll see here is it's going to bring up a wide wealth of suggestions. Now, I should warn you, not all of these suggestions are going to be relevant, useful, helpful, or even particularly make sense. And that's why this process does take time. It can't really be rushed. You do need to kind of go through it step by step, because you're really trying to identify really good content ideas that you can create helpful, useful content around. Now, let me just quickly show you how this software works. What you'll see here is these little green buttons here. When you click on them, this piece of software will create a little list for you here in the right, keeping track of all of the search terms you're interested in. So let's go here, how paleo works. So you'll see that that has now been, or at least it should be added over here to the right. Here we go, how paleo works. Now what you'll also see is that if you double click on it, let's go back so you can see that process, is that if you double click on, if you click on the actual cross, how paleo works will go here. If you actually click on the search term, you'll find it expands that search term even further below. Now what you're looking for is search phrases that actually make sense, that are relevant, that you can actually imagine creating useful, helpful content around. So how stuff works paleo, how paleo changed my life, how paleo diet burns fat. Okay, let's add that there. Let's expand it a little bit more. As I said, this process is time consuming because you want to go through and start creating a list of content ideas that you can use for your blog. But the great thing about Ubersuggest also is that not only does it help you come up with topics, but it also helps you come up with headlines based on what your audience are already searching. Okay, so what we're going to be looking at is who is putting out this type of content. Now, if they're on the first page of Google search results, you're going to rightly assume that they're either an authority blog, they're either an old blog that have been targeting that keyword for a long time and, you know, have got quite relevant content, so are on the first page, or they're on the first page because it's not a very popular keyword to rank for, which wipes out all CrossFit keywords as it's such a major topic and industry. Now, what you're going to find is that the first page of Google search results very rarely is going to show up how-to content or big pieces of blog content for physical product brands. And that is for a very specific reason, and which is that most physical product brands aren't focusing on content marketing at that level, which just shows you that there is a massive, massive opportunity for brands that do want to focus on content marketing to actually get pretty high search results leading to organic traffic from Google. But what you'll find, as I said previously, is that a lot of the first results on pages one, probably through to page three or four, are going to be from blogs, are going to be from publications or magazines or newspapers, or are going to be from specific CrossFit retailers. Maybe they're selling CrossFit equipment or CrossFit nutrition. Now, the thing I also really love about running your keyword phrases through Google is that Google actually does a lot of the heavy lifting for you when it comes to creating content. And that if you scroll down, whilst you've also got the ideas you got from Ubersuggest, you'll find that Google gives you its own suggestions right here at the end. So search is related. Now, what I'll tend to do is, again, I'll go in here and I'll cut and paste that. And I'll add that again into this document. Because really what you're doing is you're trying to put together a list of all of the content ideas, the keyword phrases and searches being done around a topic, a content topic or category that's of interest to your audience. Now, so far you'll see that we've done pretty broad searches. You know, we've done the mind mapping, we've used Ubersuggest, and we're going into Google and looking up the search terms that come up. And probably you're not finding too many of your competitors because you're finding authority blogs, etc. And that's why the next phase, which we're going to cover in module 2, is so important, where we actually research exactly the type of content that is being put out by your competitors and get really up to the number, you know, up to the minute numbers on what content is doing well, is popular, is being commented on, shared, liked, etc. For this process, what we really want to focus on is what content is already on page one of Google. Because whilst you're, you know, you want to create content for your audience, it's very important to see what's already out there. Because in order for you to steal these top spots on page one, there are a few things that you're going to have to do. And that is to create content that is better than what's already out there. And better doesn't necessarily, you know, have to be difficult. Better can be longer, up to date, in a different format, using better headlines, adding more imagery. But you're not going to really know how to create better content until you already see what's out there and exists for what basically comes up around these types of search terms. Okay, so we're going to go into the last step of this process, which is coming up with your content categories for your blog. Now, let me explain what I mean by content categories. When you create your mind map, you are going to come up with, if you really do this process properly, a ton of ideas. I mean, really, it just goes on and on and on. But one of the most important things with creating a blog that really, you know, creates results for your business is consistency. And the only way you can do that is if you get very clear about what your blog's about and you start creating content in a consistent and regular way. And you're only going to do that if you identify content categories that you are happy to create content around, or you're willing to go out and hire content creation freelancers or bring people into your team to consistently create content for your brand. So coming up with content categories for your business is highly, highly important. So let's dive into today's challenge. Now, today's challenge comes in two parts. The first part is I want you to use this mind map software or an alternative software if you have one that you already use that you're very familiar with, and do this mind mapping process of coming up with content ideas that relate to your ideal customer's wider interest. The next part of this process is to sift through all of those ideas and start looking for any, you know, trends or things that you see keep coming up again and again. And I want you to identify four specific content categories that you are going to focus on for your particular blog. Now, I'm also going to add at this point is that content can serve a variety of different purposes, but there are a few which seem to do really well. And that is content that's either designed to inform, to educate, or to inspire. So please bear that in mind when you're deciding on content categories for your blog. So using this idea of, sorry, using our example of this bikini brand, let's hop on over and look at a couple of content categories that may come out as a result of that mind mapping process. So, beach, fitness, diet, and travel. It's fair to say that if you were a bikini brand, deciding that these were going to be your content categories for your blog would leave you with a contained blog that has a very clear focus, that isn't too narrow, but also a very clear guideline and outline of the sort of topics and content that you create for your blog, because they exist and fit within one of those categories. So that's it for today. Your challenge is to create your mind map and to decide on your four content categories. If you've got any questions, you can come on over to www.facebook.com/groups/fashionfastlane. And if you use the hashtag BYBPro, I'll be sure to prioritize answering all your questions within that Facebook community. You can also get hold of me at stacy@brazenprofitlab.com. And again, if you use the term BYB Pro Student in your subject line, I'll make sure I prioritize answering your questions and getting back to you as soon as I can. So that's it for day one, module one. You have covered how to do the mind mapping process, how to use Uber Suggest, how to run some of those ideas through Google's own search engine to see what type of content's being created. And you've also looked at narrowing down your ideas from your mind map into four key content categories for your brand. So I'll see you on day 2, module 2 of Blog Your Brand Pro.